Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobrodošli v APR intervju današnjega dneva. Intervjuvamo aktiviste karavane Pedal, z mano so Robe, Tile in JJ. AJ, is that?
AJ, yeah.
AJ, sorry. So tell me guys, what's your purpose? Why are you traveling with bicycles? You're traveling to Palestine, I believe?
Yep, that's right. There are 18 of us traveling from the UK to Palestine all by bicycle. So we've cycled from London to Ljubljana now, and this is just one third into our journey, and then we'll ultimately end up in Palestine. And the reason we're doing this is because we're working on the Boycott, Divestment, Sanction campaign, which is working in solidarity to bring justice to the Palestinian people, as well as on issues to do with environmental justice, and on creating, on using arts and culture to pursue these political aims.
Tell me more. Boycott divestment action?
And sanctions, yeah. So there's been a call out from Palestinian civil society for a campaign of boycotts, divestments and sanctions of Israeli products illegally produced on illegal occupied territories and settlements in the West Bank. This call out has come from Palestinian society. And it has historic parallels with the movement against South African apartheid. So as we travel from community to community across Europe and the Middle East on our cycle ride, we're linking up with different communities and promoting this message to support this campaign of boycotts, divestments and sanctions.
But that is not all you do. You are also taking seats to Palestine and some other actions. Tell more about that.
Yeah. That's right. On the way, we're stopping and also working with farmers and with people who are interested in food autonomy, and as well as exchanging ideas, we're exchanging seeds with them. So we're travelling with Seed Bank and exchanging seeds in all the countries along the way. And ultimately, it's to bring seeds also to the West Bank, to Palestinian farmers, where the whole struggle of the Palestinian people is very much revolves around access to food and water.
So we're drawing these connections as we go on our journey around food autonomy. So there's big issues in Europe and the rest of the world of big corporations taking control of food production and limiting food autonomy for normal people to grow their own food. So we're linking this struggle with the issue in Palestine, access to land, access to water and to decent farmland.
Does that action of taking seeds also tie in with ecological villages and, I don't know, permaculture farming? Do you have any stake?
Yeah, absolutely, it does. Essentially, what we're working for, and a lot of our point of departure in the UK is a lot of us are interested in food autonomy, but also, more importantly, an alternative to the agricultural system which we're now using, which is an industrial scale, which is dependent on fossil fuels and fertilizers and pesticides, and is also using monocrops as well. And essentially, this way of feeding the population of the planet isn't working. It's not going to work in the long term. It's draining the soil, it's not bringing health, and it's also enriching corporations who are monopolizing the food system more and more. And one of the alternatives to this is to work with permaculture. And what's interesting as well about permaculture is that the ideas behind permaculture also, you can apply them to social relationships, to the way you organise, to your politics, to the way you network and organise communities as well. So that for me is very interesting when food becomes really political. And
yeah, I'm going to talk about food, AJ, as
AJ,
well.
AJ, you want to say something?
And about some of the ways we've been getting food along our journey.
I'm not sure it's tied in so much with permaculture, but a big way that Pedal's been managing to feed itself, because we are opposed to the way in which food gets to supermarkets. A lot of it is not organic, and the way it's produced is really unsustainable. So we've been getting a lot of our food along the way so far from the bins around the back of supermarkets.
How is that called? I heard there's an expression.
Yeah, well, it's very commonly called dumpster diving, skipping as well, bin surfing. There's lots of different terms for it, but it's really incredible that we've managed to feed, you know, a group of between 15 and 20 really hungry cyclists, really healthy meals, from the majority of which have come from the back of bins, you know, perfectly good food being thrown out.
You know, this is another injustice in the world when we're telling you people are going hungry, that big corporate supermarkets are throwing food in the bin. You know,
That's another thing we're trying to spread awareness about, is to encourage people to think differently and maybe try going around the back of the supermarkets for themselves.
As well, we live in funny times, you know, there is a lot of food and there is a lot of place where you can set up a tent, but as I hear, you're also having problems with, you know, crash, like sleeping over, you know?
Yeah, well, we haven't had lots of problems. We did have some problems, our group that I was in, because we cycle in separate groups, we had some problems in Passau, so just on the German side of the Austrian border, where the German police decided to show us what fascists they can be, and we had a lot of trouble.
But generally, we're finding a quiet space, and we camp for the night, and we clear up all our rubbish, and when we're gone in the morning, there's no litter, so we're free camping across Europe, and so far, it's been good.
Yeah, when it's not for the police, we've had some really good interaction with local farmers and really friendly people.
Tell me more about your way. You have also met some people in France that shared interesting stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea of what Pedal is doing, so we're cycling for 100 days and we're stopping at probably about 10 communities which are of strategic interest to us, which is why we're in Ljubljana. We can go on afterwards to explain why we're spending 3 days here. In fact, the second community we stopped at was in Calais, which is the north of France, where people will cross over to go to England. And the reason we're in Calais is because there's a big No Borders presence there, which is activists trying to support the population of migrants. They're called sans-papiers, which means people without papers. So people who are not recognised by the state, who are trying to get into England for reasons to do with economic migrations, to do with asylum seeker rights. And they get stranded in Calais often because it's very difficult and very dangerous to cross. So there's a floating population of maybe between 500 and 1,000 migrants there who on a daily basis suffer brutalities from the French police.
Every day when they go to get food from the food distribution points, police will stop them, say, where are your papers? They can be arrested, taken away and put in jail for a day, then released. Then the next day again, they suffer the same harassment, intimidation, and you know, they're criminalized as illegal persons. And so our work in Calais was acting in solidarity with those people and trying to support them.
Mm-hmm.
You tied this in for the struggle for the Palestinians. You believe that this is a similar analogy?
Well, I think there's, you have to be careful how we compare them too strongly, but you know, this idea of, in Israel and Palestine, there's this use of racism to say, you can't come in this space because you're not an Israeli citizen, because you're Palestinian, you don't have the right papers, and you have to stand in this line and go through this checkpoint, and you cannot drive on this road. And similarly, the repression from police in Calais against people without the right papers, you know, there's a connection there. But you know, they're very different contexts, and we need to be very aware of those significant differences between the two situations. But you know, this is one of the things that the Pedal project is trying to link together: the connections between what's happening in Calais to people there, and how that links to people across Europe and the Middle East and also in Palestine.
And it also ties in with the access to land for all and no borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another thing for me in Calais which resonates with the struggle in Palestine is that the brutalities there, they happen on a daily basis. Every morning, like the squats where people are staying and trying to build a temporary community, at least to stay warm and to eat and to have shelter. Like every day they're raided by the police and they use pepper spray, they use weapons, they use truncheons. And what's I suppose it's been normalized in Calais so that the local population, they see it happening, they don't step in. And it's because for so many years it's become so standard that people don't see it and don't intervene and don't see it as a problem. And when you get that state violence, which is so normalized and accepted, that for me resonates quite strongly with the struggle in Palestine and what's happening there, the Israeli state and how they're deploying their military and their forces.
So the next big step you're looking forward to is the Thessaloniki in Greece. Why are you so excited about that?
Thessaloniki is on our route to through Greece and Turkey and onto the Middle East. And we've seen recently in the last few years and longer, big popular struggles in Greece against austerity measures and stringent economic cutting of funding. And in response, people in Greece have created their own grassroots solutions to some problems that have come in due to external economic forces that are not the fault of the people of Greece. So we don't know much about it yet, but I've heard of a can't pay, won't pay movement in Greece saying, you know, you're cutting our wages, you're putting up our taxes, but we're not going to pay for the services. So people who work on the transport say, yeah, you can ride for free today. People who go to pay in the motorway tolls for the highway, they say, we're not paying, we're driving through. And you know, this is a very interesting response, a grassroots response to economic devastation that's been caused by the bank. So we're excited about visiting Thessaloniki and all the squatting culture as well. It's really interesting.
Because you are coming from Great Britain, you have traveled through France and Germany, and you are realizing that these austerity measures and the struggle of people, it's a universal thing, actually. So do you have, can you share something with us?
Yeah, I mean, in England at the moment, people are really angry at the bailouts of the bank and the cuts in public services that this has now created. When we didn't create these problems, they're created by big financial institutions who took all the money when the times were good, and when it went bad, they said, "Oh, give us, you need to cover it for us." So how people respond in England at the moment, I think there's a lot to learn from how people responded to a similar situation in Greece as well. So
I believe that in Slovenia, like this is called like socialization of losses and privatization of profit, I believe. Yeah. And that's just everybody is a capitalist when there is profits. Everybody is a socialist when there are losses. No, but enough about us. You are before we discussed that you are having troubles. Do you expect having troubles like going to Israel? Can you share any stories about this? What you heard? What you done?
Well, getting into the border, getting into through the Israeli border, will probably we anticipate a number of scenarios. But one thing I think that highlights the fact that PEDAL and the campaign around PEDAL has already ruffled some feathers is that when we were having our launch in London, we had a big kind of public campaign and a launch, which is when we started cycling from London. And one of the key speakers was an Israeli professor and an Israeli activist. And 5 minutes before his speech was scheduled, he got a phone call from the Israeli authorities asking him about his military service, which he had evaded as a conscientious objector. And after years of his campaigning on activist issues to do with Palestinian people, like he said it himself, like that is no coincidence. So somebody is obviously aware of what we're doing, somebody already in the Israeli authorities.
Okay, we have time for one last question. Or do you have anything other in mind we forgot?
Just about the food autonomy.
I hope we're gonna find time to speak about what we're doing in Ljubljana, huh?
Of course. Yeah. No, that would be like in the end. Of course, we will tell what you're doing in Ljubljana, but now just think of something we forgot.
Back to the food autonomy issue is that we've been visiting different collective farms and places that are experimenting with growing their own food and resisting corporate control of the food supply. So started at a place in Grow Heathrow in London, and also visiting community gardens in Brussels and also in Ljubljana, and also a collective farm in near Graz as well in Austria. So food autonomy and sharing these seeds and swapping seeds has been a big part of it as well. And we've been doing similar work in Ljubljana today.
So what did you do in Ljubljana? You swapped seeds with people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today's the second seed swapping workshop we've had. It's really nice to see because we've brought seeds with us from England and we've swapped them with different places along the way. Most recently in the Wiesenhäusl farm in southern Austria, which was really nice, which is a collective of people kind of part of the Reclaim the Fields movement across Europe, you know, growing their own food and saving their own seeds. And so today and yesterday at Metelkova here in Ljubljana, we had some seed swapping workshops where anyone can just come along and take some seeds if they want them, bring some seeds and swap them, and you get to hear some really nice stories of people experimenting with food autonomy themselves that way. And it's a practical thing as well as symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
You are also having some project in InfoShop in Metelkova?
Yeah, I mean, it builds the wider context of the seed swap is working with the Zadruga Urbana Vrt collective, yeah? So that's like urban gardening in Slovenia. And that's part of the reason that we came to Ljubljana is because we'd been in contact with them and we heard about them and we wanted to come and collaborate and learn from them and swap like strategies for reclaiming public spaces in an urban context for growing food. And that's happening in the UK. There's a lot of either squatted land and kind of urban agricultural projects so that people can start to generate dialogue and also learn in practice how to be autonomous in terms of food and also how to remove themselves from a system which isn't fair and which isn't sustainable. So to remove yourself from industrial agriculture and supermarkets and fossil fuels and to show that there are alternatives. But for me, what was really exciting about visiting these whole cities of gardens yesterday in Ljubljana and working in them was that they're on tiny strips of land, like somewhere between a river and somewhere between a railway. Every little bit of land was used. But what was so brilliant was that a lot of old people, old Slovenian people, were using that land already, and I think had been doing so for a few decades. Well, so for one, there's that dialogue between generations of like older farming skills being learnt by younger people. And secondly, I suppose, the fact that it's creating a movement with that, which is a really mixed demographic, is very exciting.
So tonight at the InfoShop at Metelkova, everyone is welcome to come down. We're doing a workshop on the Pedal project, but also specifically on this boycott, divestments and sanctions campaign and movement that has been called for by Palestinian civil society. So I think there'll be a one-hour workshop, 1 to 2 hours at Metelkova InfoShop tonight at 7 p.m.
And also just to clarify, for anyone who doesn't know, that the Anarchist InfoShop is a laboratory for theory and practice of anarchism as well.
No, torej, poslušalci, slišali ste, danes v InfoShopu ob 7 predavanje naše karavane Pedal. Z mano so bili Robi, Tilly and AJ.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck, guys.
Cheers. Thank you.
Interview Radija Študent.